Anything else you guys want to ask for going on? I got a couple more things I want to tell you here. Like I said, I'd ask everybody to get back to that 2016 level, and I believe I could give you a list. I believe that there's probably, I think there's just two that didn't get there, with the exception of some. We know there's statutory raises that are in there. The elected officials, if some of these elected officials that are newly elected are going to be getting quite a bit larger salary than what they were in 2016. And so that, if that was the only change in their department, I felt like they were then 2016 levels. So, and then there's a couple of other ones like that are statutory. Also, there's things that are, necessary. We can't turn the lights off. If we're going to have this place open, we've got to have the electricity. And so electricity is going to be up a little bit. We've got a few things like that. A big one is the health insurance. And you guys know that. You just made the motion on that. And I did put that in here. It's already in the budget there that we'll have, I think it was 8%. Wasn't it 8%? So that's already figured in, and that's a big deal. So, I mean, people don't realize that. I looked at that. I think that worked out to be about $80,000. I wish I'd got the number exactly. And as I looked at it in GCR, I looked at raises, and just to make it easy for you, a 10-cent raise in GCR, not considering any kind of benefits or anything like that, is going to be about $38,000. So when you guys approve that you're going to do that medical insurance the same way, no difference in benefits, no cost to the people, that was like giving them a 25-cent raise right there. And I hope they realize that. I appreciate that. I appreciate your guys' hearts in doing that, okay? I did look at the revenues closely. I did not project as much revenue as you guys had projected last year. I don't believe that we'll make the revenue that you guys projected. And one of the reasons was we had a big grant in there. But you take that out, and I still am under that. So you guys, I asked you before, look at that. Look at that again. That's the first thing you need to look at. Let's see if I've underestimated those, and you guys feel like I've underestimated those, we need to change that first. Okay? Then you guys need to make the decision again. I feel like that we need to get everybody back to the 2016 level. They can do that how it best suits their department. I think that's good for them. And if that's what you want, you guys tell me. I'll try to get that done and get those in there. The other thing that I would think that in this position, if I were you guys, I would probably right now put a hiring freeze on. Guys, I would not want anybody hiring anybody at this point, knowing that we're trying to change that trend and having a difficult time doing it. So, we right now are spending more on daily operations than what we bring in. If we were spending more and it were capital improvements, I wouldn't have a problem with that. If it's something we're not going to have to continue to pay for it, I don't have a problem with that. That's why we have that fund balance there. So, I think that's everything I had. I did put in the totals for general county revenue on the back of those pages there, so you can see where the departments are, and you can see where the 2017 requested, then I've got the 2016 approved, the actual where we're at to date, and I think I ran that, I think I updated it this morning, so I think it's updated this morning. If it's not, it was no later than last Friday. Then the budget requests and the budget to approve, and again, that budget to approve, I expect will change. I think you guys just need to give me some direction, tell me where you want to go and what you want to do, and then we can get that done. I would suggest that you look at each one of these departments, and there are, I will tell you the ones that want to visit with you if they'll tell me, but there are several of these departments that have done a great job of budgeting. They're at 2016 level or below. And if I were you guys, I would probably want to just give them a call or email and say, hey, great job. We appreciate you working for us, and this is what your budget's going to be. I would guess that the best way for us to do this, for each of us and for each of the elected officials, would be to go through a department and say, this is what we think this total should be, if it's, and then give that to the elected official. We, to go through those line by line like we have before is okay, but we don't need to do that with everybody in the meeting. We should be able to do that on our work time. And if you guys want to get together with me and go through that, that's fine. I don't think it warrants the time of the elected official to come in and do that. So if you want to, we can, but I feel like that there's many of these that are already at a level that you want to just say, hey, great job, and we'll go ahead and do it. So I will wait you guys to give me any direction, and I don't see any more changes come in unless Sheriff Russell has changed his and got back to 2016 levels, and if he has, I can change those. But and I think that then you guys need to tell me which ones we want to talk to, and we can get together and talk to those.
You'll have them approach you about that, even though it's on the agreement sheet there. We never have, it never has failed not to happen. One thing I was going to ask you, you said that we had spent $1 million+ more than we brought in revenues, but how much did we have budgeted?
Oh, quite a lot more than that. Yeah, Dan, we're not near to the budget.
That's where I was, because
it's a good point. People need to know we haven't spent more than we budgeted.
You see the press writing, the amount of expense that was spent versus revenue in, but the amount that was budgeted for that particular budget was quite a lot less than the expenditures that
we
had.
We will have several departments that won't spend everything that was budgeted to them this year. I looked through there and tried to figure that, and it's hard to tell. We've got one particular where we pay insurance bills late in the year, and it's just hard to know where we'll be. But there's several of those that are way under, and I'm convinced that they will be under at the end of the year when we finish the year, too. And we, as a whole, JCR will be under budget. All the other funds are going to be under budget also.
And those mainly come out of the contingency fund, right, that we have prepared?
When you say they come out of the contingency fund, that's where we budget the money, Danny, but the actual expense should show up in the line that it's expensed in. Yes.
Right. But what I'm trying to get across is the contingency fund is where you'll show the decrease in emergency purchases, things that are needed that are outside the budget of any particular office or department, what they budgeted versus what was spent out of the contingency line for those departments. That's the contingency line will show the significant decrease.
I'm not sure I understand you, Danny, but when we expense something, if I as an auditor, for some reason or other, something tore up and I had to spend $50,000 more than what I normally do, say that for some reason or other our software just went kaput and we had to have that $50,000, that should be expensed in my department. My department would show that I spent $50,000 more than I was budgeted. The general county revenue budget, which is the one we want to make sure doesn't go over, would not show that because the contingency fund would have money that was budgeted in there.
But that's where the money would have to come from, is the contingency department. It wouldn't come out of your department because it's not there.
Danny, the money comes from general county revenue, and the accounting takes care of it that way. That's the way it's accounted for. And that's, so I don't know. When you say when we budget something, we don't put money in there. We put money in the general county revenue, and that's what we're going to spend.
I don't think I've still got my point across, but I'm.
Danny, yes, it comes out of general county revenue, and it's tagged to the department that it had to be used for.
Well, that's exactly what I said. I mean,
I think we both said that. I'm not sure, but
when we start working on this budget, and when we get back, we'll with what spare time that Sheila would have, I would like for her to be try to schedule things where we can work with her in the budget office on certain items. There's things that we're going to be doing that she doesn't really need to be there. She can look over, but when we go to talking to the elected officials that might be higher, or when we go to talking to individual departments that might be higher, because her name is the one that's going to be signed on this. It's not going to be mine. It's not going to be my budget. But I'm going to work with, I'm still on the commission, I'm going to work to get this thing as close as we can. There's been a lot of time in years past spent on this budget.
Yeah, and
a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I'm hoping that you guys have looked at it some, and I know, you know, it's not as much your position to look at it now as it is mine. But I do believe that we can save each of us money if you guys came to me tomorrow and said we want to make sure that 102 is where we want it. And then we can just, you know, we can email each other. We can get that together if you want to. But it maybe we're going to say it's fine, or maybe we need to say right now it's $140,000. We want it at $120,000. I think the best way to do that is send it back to that elected official, whoever's in charge of 102, and say this is where we want it, and let them put the different line items where they want those.
But Rickon, I'm not here trying to, you know, I'm not here trying to argue with
you. No, I really appreciate your work, Danny. I'll tell you that every time.
But the thing that we have to understand is at a certain date, your job as an auditor is to present to the county commission a balanced budget. That's not something I would say. That's something the state statutes say. And so when those elected officials come to us and have a complaint about what their line item is, at that point, it's you have that balanced budget, and it's the commission's job to say whether or not they want to extend that, not the job that the auditor put together as a balanced budget. And I think sometimes
the buck does stop with you, Danny. I agree. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think it's just misunderstood sometimes.
So I mean, I present it to you. I try to make it as easy for you as I can, because I know it's not an easy job, and you guys got lots of other things to do. I hope I'm making it easier for you anyway. I'm making suggestions about how I think it will be the easiest for you. Okay. If you got any other questions? And I do share this with all the other elected officials, and with, you know, anybody wants that by email. It's easy to send it out by email. I can send it to anyone by email. They need to recognize that it is a changing document all the time, and so there'll be things that change in it. But it is open process. It's there, and so if anyone wants it, tell them to email me, and my email is rickf@co.taney.mo.us. I will get it back to you if you want it then. Okay? Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
Hey, Melanie. Do you have the taxes for reporting today?
I don't have a print off yet. I have the number of the GCR.
To go up or down?
Can you ever select?
Up about 2% for the year. I think it's where they go. 6.9 is where we're at. That means next month is normally 700,000 to 800,000. It varies a lot in December for some reason. Brandon, I don't know. If we end up with the 800,000, we're a little ahead on sales tax. If we end up with the 700,000, we're going to be a little down on sales tax. And I actually, I hope you looked at it, I actually estimated the sales tax at 7.8 next year. Looking at that, I'm beginning to not feel as comfortable about it. But, you know, I think in a month, I think
all four of us will have a better idea of what's going on.
Sure.